Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm really hard on myself, so I didn't feel like I had the best game. I didn't feel like I was super efficient, but I got to the line. But, I mean, it was my first one, so I kind of got to just kind of groove with it. Obviously, room for improvement. I think, feel like defensively I can be better for sure, but I feel like I did a great job just being able to step up to the plate, start. That was my first career start. So just being able to be open-minded about everything and just trying to figure everything out on the fly.
Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky talking with Caitlin Sharkey of WGN about that initial preseason performance. There was some confusion as to how it could be consumed by listeners and or viewers.
Yeah, because the WNBA said that it was all going to be available for folks on the league pass, and it was not. And so people had to... The people there started live streaming the game, and then other people found those folks on Twitter and Instagram and wherever and just watched those streams, which got up to like 50,000 people, 100,000 people at one point trying to watch the game. But it speaks to the bigger problem that, and this one, I'd love to put this at the feet of the Sky, because there are times from an organizational standpoint I have a lot of questions, which is one of the things that we're going to get into.
Well, that's a basic standing position that I have, that they're just ill-equipped and late to the party on everything.
But this was a bigger issue to me. Like, this was the W not going about letting people know where things were going to be available. Shakia Taylor and Julia Poe teamed up for a great piece about all of this in the Tribune if you want to read more about it. For the big picture stuff with the Sky, you've brought up the idea that things need to happen more quickly.
They should have already started doing this. There needs to be loss leader spending. There needs to be pump priming going on so you can be ready to be ready. And they've already been caught flat-footed by not having the infrastructure in place in their organization to take advantage of everything that's coming their way.
So tomorrow's game is going to be streamed on the League Pass, so people will be able to see it. The questions that we have, and we'll spend some time talking about this too, as it pertains to the White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks later on, is I wonder if we're now to a point in some of these places where if the idea was, well, all of this stuff will just go to streaming and we don't need necessarily a linear or over-the-air TV partner anymore, I wonder if that pendulum is starting to swing back. If I'm the Sky, and I know that I am speaking out of a little bit of ignorance here, so I want to make that very clear that I don't quite understand what their local and national contracts are from a carriage standpoint. I would love to see them, and I know in the past their games have been on WCIU. I would love to see there be an over-the-air place for Sky Games to live, along with, like, it not, because it kind of felt like what it was either it's going to be on over-the-air television or it's going to be streaming. I don't know why you can't do both. I don't understand why, with some of the local contracts, this isn't an opportunity for both the television station that you partner with to make some money. And I'm sure they'll say, well, it cannibalizes the opportunity for us to sell our own stuff. In a case like the Sky, I don't know if the Sky have the infrastructure to do their own thing, like their own broadcast.
Well, look, anybody can go buy airtime. Anybody, you can write a check and you'll have a stick. You'll have broadcast airtime.
Yes.
If you cut a check. The problem is covering that nut. The problem is then, do you have a sales staff?
Right.
If all of the Sky right now, if your entire operation, all your salespeople are selling group tickets and are selling season tickets and are trying to bang the drums and fan the flames, like it would take at least a year to build a broadcast sales team capable of making your money back.
Well, that's why I'm saying that as far as a partnership with an over-the-air station, like, let's say it's Channel 11, all right? Let's say Sky Games will be on Channel 11. You can see them right after Jeffrey's done touring you around Chicago. You get the actual Chicago Sky. The idea would be to sell your rights to them and let them sell the product. Let them find the advertising while you're doing all of the other advertising stuff, like stuff inside of Wintrust and all of that. I'm hoping that the Sky are in a place where that becomes a possibility, and that I hope that they are not hamstrung, that they can't get some of the local revenue by doing something like this because of the league's deal with their league pass. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
I would love to see them on Channel 9 or on WCIU. And the same thing goes for the Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox. We already know where the Cubs are, and I think that they should have followed the same model that the Yankees follow. I've been a proponent of this for years. There were still Yankees games on WPIX like every other Sunday. And that should be used as a gateway drug to get people to, hey, they're not always going to be here, but where every game is you can watch it on Marquee, or you can watch now with the streaming element. The way that the industry has changed over the last 5 years when it comes to this stuff to me is fascinating, because there should be multiple arms of revenue that are possible. And it seemed like a lot of businesses were hell-bent on, it's only going to be this, or it's only going to be that, where I think they might be leaving some money on the table.
You could double dip, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you say, look, there's a streaming, the league has its league partners that get automatic ads in anything they're going to run on league-wide streaming. And that's going to be your apparel deals, your shoe deals, your whatever colored water you're using to have them drink during timeouts, all of that. But maybe there's also room for a local broadcast, an over-the-air broadcast, where it's purely locally supported.
So the Sky are going to be on Marquee. So that that's their local arm to do this. And I think that that's a good partnership for them to be on Marquee. And leave it to Marquee to sell it then.
They have a sales staff. Yeah.
Yeah. We know a lot of people on the sales staff over at Marquee. Yes. And they'll be able to make money. But I want to see the Sky. I don't want them to miss this opportunity. It's very rare that you have stars like this that people are interested in. And to her credit, I think Angel Reese is doing her part. She, if you look at her timelines now, there's a lot of, hey, can you guys tell me where to do blank? Hey, I really like this. Where can I find more of that? She is reaching out to Chicago.
She shouldn't have to crowdsource it.
I think that I give her credit of using this as a way to elevate herself and her platform, where she gets to reach out to Chicago and say, I need to find a place to go buy blank. And people go, no, Angel, you should go over here. Mm-hmm. This is the best place to go. No, you should go over here. This is the best restaurant for you to check out. They've got to strike while the iron is hot.
If she's wondering, here I am in Deerfield. Where do I get my hair done?
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We probably have to go up to North Chicago or Zion?
She can go. I think Evanston is probably the move.
It's hard to get to Evanston.
Yeah, but
it's faster to just jump on 94 and go.
Yeah, but for the options, the amount of options, it would probably be best for her to hang out in Evanston. But maybe she wants to really, like, maybe she wants the city to be hers, and she's willing to make those commutes to do it. I wouldn't be, but maybe she does. And even yesterday, she said, I think she tweeted, "Where's the best soul food in Chicago? Delivery only." Which then leads to a bunch of other questions.
You're going to have to move.
Delivery to where?
Right.
Because there's all sorts of places that we can point you to. But if you're not in the right area, they're not going to be able to deliver to you. I want so badly for the Sky to not botch this. They've got two stars and other potential stars. And now that Diamond's healthy, I think Diamond can get back into that star realm too. Don't mess this up.
I do want to point out for people who are interested this season, because what you guys are talking about is very big picture and a very necessary conversation in terms of like the popularity of the league and everything. There are a significant number of games for the Sky this season on the U as well as Marquee. So it's really like kind of an old school thing. You really got to check your schedule and see what channel they're going to be on what day.
But I love that. That's the way that it should be. Until they get a great deal from one partner and they're happy with it, you've got an opportunity right now to really grow this thing. Like, if you do it right, from both a basketball standpoint, like, I don't want the sky to stop now. Like, I don't want them to be like, well, we've got Camilla and we've got Angel. We can stop now. No. Mm-mm. They've got it. The sky as an organization has to start selling Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoso right now on why they should re-sign. They've got to spend the next 3 years doing everything that they can to grow this into a thing so that the Angel is like, you know what I'm going to do? When I become a free agent, I'm going to go to Las Vegas because they've got the infrastructure and they understand how to do this. Or I'm going to go to LA. The Sky have got to be competitive. Damn it. There, I've said it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.